Thank you for listening to this podcast from KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. We invite you to listen to more music and talk on our grassroots non-profit radio station in Laguna Beach, California, from anywhere in the world on kx935.com/listen or on our smartphone apps. But right now, here's that podcast from KX93.5.
It's Thursday night in Laguna Beach, and that means it's time for another episode of Why Not Radio. I am your host, Josh T. Landau, and we kicked it off with the song from PJ Harvey's kind of controversial new album, The Hope Six Demolition Project. That one was Near the Memorials to Vietnam and Lincoln. Coming up on the show tonight, I have another session, live session with the band Death by Unga Bunga from Norway. A lot of fun. I hope that you will enjoy it coming up in a little bit, but some new tunes to get to before that and after that as well. And I'm going to get started with the one that I am absolutely the most excited about. A few weeks ago, Garbage announced their sixth studio album, Strange Little Birds, which will be coming out on June 10th. And just yesterday, they unveiled the first single from it. It is called Empty. It's brand new music from Garbage right here on Why Not Radio at KX93.5. I'll never be as great as I want to be.
get tired of trying. Ideas die on the vine and I feel like a fake. I lie awake believing that somehow I keep failing. I rail and I ache at the monsters and the demons I've wrestled with for eons, and I want to destroy. We'll be right back.
Hi, we're We Are Scientists, and this is Why Not Radio. Why not would you be listening to Why Not Radio?
How could this take so long?
The Scientists are back. We Are Scientists with a new album, their fifth album, Helter Seltzer, coming out tomorrow. And that's the first track on the album called Buckle. Always good to hear from Keith and Chris. We Are Scientists. Always entertaining. If you ever have a chance to go see We Are Scientists, their stage banter is the stuff legends are made of. Before that, from Glasgow band Womps, their upcoming album, Our Fertile Forever, that's going to be out in June. Another single from that called Plasticine. And we sort of kept it in Scotland there, as, of course, Shirley Manson is Scottish. And we heard Garbage and their brand new single, Empty, at the top of the set. It's Why Not Radio at KX93.5. And we are going to have our session with Death by Unga Bunga coming up in just a few minutes after two more songs. Both from female or mostly female punkish bands. Up first is going to be Atlanta, Georgia's The Coat Hangers, who just released last week a new album called Nosebleed Weekend. And then Canadian band White Lung, who are going to be releasing their new album Paradise in just a couple weeks on May 6th. We're going to hear Kiss Me When I Bleed from White Lung. But first, The Coat Hangers. This is Make It Right.
Pressure to get out of your head. Get it back, baby, put the chaos to bed.
It's Why Not Radio. Josh T. Landau here with a band from Norway today. Very excited to have Death by Unga Bunga.
Ooh, hey! Yeah!
Thank you for having us.
Thank you for being here. Thank you for coming to America.
Sure.
Because your new album, Pineapple Pizza, is out, and it's actually, this is your first album to come out in America?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is.
So congratulations on that.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We're celebrating. Yeah.
But you're going to play some songs live for us today.
Yeah.
And then we'll find out a little bit about Death by Unga Bunga today. But why don't we kick it off with a song? These are all from the new album, from Pineapple Pizza. What are you going to play first for us?
It's a song called Best Friends, and it's about wanting to have a best friend.
That's really cool.
Yeah, a cool best friend.
A guy.
Yeah.
Like you guys all are, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Death by Unga Bunga here on Why Not Radio with Best Friend. Best Friends or Best Friend?
Best Friends.
Best Friends.
Plural.
Plural.
On Why Not Radio. It's Why Not Radio.
Yeah!
Thank
Death
you.
By
Thank you.
Unga Bunga. And, you know, I feel bad. I did not have you introduce yourselves before the song, so why don't you do that now? Tell us who you are and what you do in the band.
Yeah, my name is Stian. I play guitar and I try to sing.
I'm Previn. I play the keyboards and some percussion and I sing.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Genitals. That's like a combination of gentlemen and animals.
Yeah, I like genitals. That.
Genitals.
Or that.
I am Sebastian, and I play the vocals and guitar.
Beautiful.
And there are two Unga Bungas here who they're so far away from the microphones right now, your bass player and your drummer, that they can't introduce themselves. So if you want to tell us who they are.
Yeah, that's Even on bass and Ole. On the drums. Yeah.
All right. So that is Death by Unga Bunga. You have been a band, like I said, this is your fourth album overall. So you've been a band for about almost 10 years now.
Well, yeah. Eight maybe?
Eight.
Yeah,
eight.
Something like that.
I thought it was seven.
Yeah, we've been recording. We've been giving out albums the last 5 years.
But so, we were kids and we played for a long time, of course, but it takes time to find the right format and
right.
Yeah.
Yeah. But the last six years has been like this
serious.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
And you all got together while you were in school?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Actually.
It's like high school.
Age difference is like only 3 years. Mm-hmm. We all went to the same school.
Yeah.
Started hanging out and drinking beer and listening to rock and roll.
You can do that in Europe when you're still in high school, I guess, right? You can drink beer?
We could.
Yeah.
You're not allowed, but you do.
Oh, okay. I thought that it was much more liberal there and you could drink beers when you're like 3.
Yeah, no, 18, that's like the legal age.
In Denmark, but it's 16.
We were 17.
Yeah.
Ooh, crazy. Yeah.
I have to ask, how'd you come up with the name Death by Unga Bunga? I mean, I think we all know the joke, but what made you...
They don't know the joke back in Norway. So
no?
That's the thing.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
We get away with it. But now that we're here, it's like, oh.
Yeah,
okay.
There's a band called The Mummies from the West Coast. They gave out an album in the 90s called Death by Unga Bunga.
Mm-hmm.
And we thought that was a killer name, so we just went for it. And then we heard about the joke. So.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So you didn't know the joke at first.
No, we had no idea. So it's a bonus, I guess.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Sort of.
I don't know.
When we got your first single here, Tell Me Why, back when that EP was kind of the introduction of you to the States.
Yeah.
So we had a music meeting here and I was talking to one of our other DJs, didn't know the joke. And so I started to tell the joke. And then as I was telling it, I'm like, man, this is really a lot dirtier than I remember it. I was getting so embarrassed telling
bad.
The joke.
It's like,
yeah,
dark.
Bad.
It's not even funny.
It's no, not it's really, not.
It's not a good punchline. No, it's just dirty.
I don't think it's a joke. You can't, because people don't really laugh. They just get like sick.
It's just a sick story that's not true.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. But you're stuck with it.
Yeah. Good name. It's a good name.
It is a good name. So what I read about your new album about Pineapple Pizza is that it's a little bit more like your live presentation.
It is. We, for the first time, we did the whole record live without any.
Yeah, we recorded it live.
Yeah, in the same room, just like a rehearsal session. And we did it all in 5-6 days.
Yeah, in this cabin up in the north, northwest of Norway. So we just lived there for 6 days and did the album.
Was that a lot faster than you'd worked previously?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I think because it was 46 days. So. I think 46 days was like the last day.
46?
Yeah, on the second album. So that's an improvement,
yeah.
I guess.
Yeah.
We were just much more efficient on this one. We knew the songs and we've been gigging a lot.
And so we produced just went in them out ourselves and just, less compromises, I guess.
So do you think this is the best representation of your band?
Definitely.
No doubt.
Yes.
And is that why it was time to break here in America?
Yeah.
It had taken some time to like find out how we're going to sound like on a record, because we know how we're going to do it live, but we're definitely a live band. But now I think we find like a good format for it.
Yeah.
Now, I also read coming here is not like, I guess, huge culture shock for you because you grew up on American pop culture. What were some of your favorite things, you know, from American pop culture when you were growing up in Norway?
Just watching MTV. That was my
that
was the thrill for me when I was a kid.
Cartoons.
Growing up, I was skipping school to go home to watch music videos.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But then they stopped showing music videos and I was just crap.
Yeah.
But back in the 90s, I guess.
Yeah. When they still did.
Baywatch.
Yeah, we learned a lot from Baywatch. It's like, that's like the biggest thing ever.
What's the Al Bundy show?
Married with Children.
Yeah.
Oh, that's my favorite.
That one as well.
Yeah. And that's also, those jokes and like punchlines there, they're so like...
They're dirty. Mm,
not mean. Cool now. Yeah, this is sexist.
Absolutely.
It's hilarious.
But you've got to... I wouldn't call your band like politically correct, certainly.
Oh, no.
We're trying to stay like a long way from that, like the political...
Well, I don't mean thing. Like I don't mean political, but I just mean like
we're not you too.
Like, you know, you're a little edgy, you're a little dirty.
Yeah, but people need fun music and people need fun bands.
Yeah.
I guess.
Yeah.
But we want to say things when we write our songs, of course, but it might be a bit edgy, I guess.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be about how depressed you were last year because you broke up with your girlfriend.
I wrote some of those songs, though.
Yeah, yeah, but rock
it's
and
on
roll,
the record.
Rock and roll is about having, fun, and not giving a shit about anything.
Yeah, but we do it also in our own way, like primitive. Yeah. So I guess, but as I said, like the live performance is like a big thing for us. So the lyrics kind of.
Yeah, and the lyrics on this one is mostly based on stuff we've experienced ourselves, actually. Now that we tour a lot and, like, we had some girlfriends that... And we lost some girlfriends and, yeah.
Right.
But, like, Melted Cheese is a song theme and a ride to space and, yeah, like this.
Just fun stuff.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
Like Melted Cheese, you brought... Lady Fondue, I know, is the single, and there's, yeah, comparisons, like... Love and cheese. It's very clever. how did you even think to put those things together?
Well, my favorite cheese of them all is melted cheese.
Yeah. So we wrote a love song
about melted cheese, and it kind of works in the same way as if it was with a girl or food. Maybe, I guess I don't know.
maybe people think it's about a girl, like. But we sing about cheese, but I guess it's the opposite way that we sing about the lady, but it's actually about like our intense love for cheese.
Yeah. I thought it was about oral sex. There you go.
There you go.
There you go. I think with that, we should transition into hearing another song from...
Let's do it.
All right.
Pineapple Pizza.
Let's bring
it. Is the album from Death by Unga Bunga. What are you going to play next?
Next song is I Can't Hide.
And we're switching lead vocals now to you.
It's my turn.
It's your turn.
Woo! Stian.
Stian.
I got it.
Oh, yeah.
Come on.
This is Death by Unga Bunga live once again here on Why Not Radio.
Something's wrong with me. Give me my body. I fell out on the wrong side of my bed again. I can't do anything. I wanna get away, but I can't die. I got a heartache in a stranger's bed. Sorry, girl, I wish that you were someone else.
Why Not Radio, Death by Unga Bunga.
Back on crack.
That was I Can't Hide, all these songs that they're playing today from their new album, Pineapple Pizza, out now, their first album in the States. And is this your first big tour of the States?
Yeah, it's not that big, actually.
Your first tour
at all?
Tour. of the States?
Yeah.
And you kicked it off with South by Southwest, so that's like...
Yeah, we did.
You know, getting right into it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was intense and a lot of fun.
How many shows did you play?
Four.
Yeah.
It was our third year though there, so we've been a lot to Austin, and New York and LA, but this is like more like a tour, in 2 weeks.
So your album, sort of with the cheese theme, Pineapple Pizza, why is that the album title? How did that come about?
Yeah, well, our bass player, he almost got his ass kicked in Italy because he asked for a Hawaiian style pizza, pineapple pizza in Italy. And the guy was buying pizzas for us. He wouldn't hear it.
You don't talk that way about food.
Nope. This is Italy. You don't do that, man. So he almost got his ass kicked, but it's all right. Yeah, he got something else.
But it tastes like fish, but it sounds really good. So yeah.
Do people bring them to your shows now?
Oh, not yet.
Once.
It's happened. Yeah, it's happened that we get pineapple pizza backstage. And it's only one of us in the band, the bass player, of course.
Who even likes
we
it.
We try to order pizza with pineapple on it in Italy. You just don't do that. So he's the only guy who likes it. The rest of us, not so keen.
No. I was reading somewhere where you were talking about the differences between yourselves and other Norwegian bands. Are you not really fans of much of the music from your country?
Some, but most of it's ish. Yeah. But yeah.
It's not ish, but it's boring.
Yeah, it's boring.
Really narrow-sided, I guess.
It's really
safe. And they claim that rock and roll is dead, like, once or twice every year they say that rock music has to die, but
not has to die, but is dead.
Yeah, it's already dead, and we'd like to prove them wrong.
I absolutely think that whoever says rock and roll is dead is wrong, and you're a prime example. But are there any other bands in Norway who you do like?
Electric Eye, yeah, they're great.
Electric Eye are good.
Yeah. Kvelertak,
Turbo Negro.
Always.
And a band from Bergen called Hvit Malt Gjerde. They sing in Norwegian, but they sound really, really good.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we'll check them out. Do you ever sing in Norwegian, or is everything English?
No.
We've done it once.
Yeah, at my father's 50th birthday. We did this old 60s beat song called Secret Agent Man. And there was this Norwegian band called Firebeats in the 60s who translated it into Norwegian.
Oh, cool.
So we did that version.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Only for special occasions.
Oh, yeah.
Well, again, thank you for coming in today.
Thank you for having me.
Right on, brother.
Good luck with the rest of your U.S. tour.
Thanks.
And hopefully we'll see you back here soon.
Yeah, of course. Always.
You're going to play one more song for us?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's this one?
This one is called I Can't Believe That We're Together.
All right. It's Death by Unga Bunga live one more time on Why Not Radio.
I can't believe that we're together. I can't Hi, this is Sebastian from Def Bunga Bunga, and you're listening to Why Not Radio.
Don't you know I'm ready? Waited all my life to be. No point in pretending. No one I'm protecting. Meet you at the studio. Show you how the notes could go. Make ourselves a document. Worthy of a monument. I've always been prepared. No one's ever been so caring. Don't you know I'm healthy? Nowhere else I'd rather be. Nothing to protect me. No one to defend. I've always been just prepared. No one's ever been so caring. Don't you know
Well, that was certainly something sparse after a raucous session with Death by Unga Bunga from Norway. Thanks to those guys. I hope you enjoyed that. But that was Alexis Taylor from Hot Chip, who is releasing a solo album on June 10th that is called Piano, because it's just voice and piano. That's the entire album. That song was called I'm Ready from Alexis Taylor of Hot Chip. Here at Why Not Radio on KX93.5, I'm Josh T. Landau. Still have time for some more songs before we have to wrap up tonight. And next is going to be from Beth Orton, UK singer-songwriter, who haven't heard from her in a really long time. I know she's had albums out over the years, but really, like, my knowledge of Beth Orton goes back to, I guess it was the late 90s and the song Stolen Car and stuff from around that era. But she has a new album coming out on May 27th called Kid Sticks. And this song is not what I would have expected from, I guess, what I have heard before from Beth Orton. It's got some electronic loops going on. It's very upbeat. It's called 1973 here at Why Not Radio.
Why Not Radio.
From Vancouver in British Columbia, that's a band called the Zolas with Molotov Girls from their album that came out last year, Swooner. Maybe it didn't come out in the States until more recently. I'm not sure about that, but it's new to me, maybe new to you, probably new to you here on Why Not Radio at KX93.5. Before that was Melbourne, Australia's Stonefield, a band made up of four sisters, the Finley sisters, doing a psych rock thing, and that song called Stranger, which will be on their second album that they haven't officially announced yet. It's coming later this year, and it doesn't have a name or anything yet or a release date, but they put that out there just the other day as a preview after doing quite well, getting a lot of attention at South by Southwest last month. Stonefield with Stranger. And now it is time to wrap up this episode of Why Not Radio. On a somber note, I record this show in advance, and as I'm recording this earlier in the day, news just broke about the death of Prince. I'm sure that by the time this is airing, a lot more information will be out there. I don't have much information right now, but it has just been confirmed by the Associated Press that Prince passed away at his home in Minnesota at the age of 57. My fondest memory of Prince is the soundtrack to the 1989 Tim Burton Batman movie, and I'm going to leave you tonight with Party Man, as we all remember Prince, here at Why Not Radio on KX93.5.
Gentlemen, Let's broaden our minds. Lawrence?
Town.